You're listening to IRRN, Senior Radio Relay Service. And encourage your program comments, which are very much desired and are very useful to our program producers. To obtain a special numbered USL card, please write to IRRS, P.O. Box N980, in 20110, Milano, Italy. That's IRRS, P.O. Box N980, in 20110, Milano, Italy.
Reporting for United News and Information, this is Carl Ramsey. Iran's nuclear program has gotten the attention of the American public.
A new CNN USA Today Gallup poll shows Americans are nervous about Iran, with 59% believing that Tehran would strike the U.S. if it developed atomic weapons. 80% believe Iran would give its nuclear weapons to terrorists to use against the U.S. and Israel. A Commerce Department report shows U.S. retail sales surging by well over 2% in January, almost triple what analysts were expecting. Pete Nargeron of InsideOptions.com says good weather wasn't the only reason for the surge in sales.
The other factor is these gift cards. These have really become something that a consumer is able to buy at discounted prices, and it also helps alleviate all the storage on the shelf.
Adrian says that with the past weekend snowstorm on the East Coast, and the fact you can tell me along, retail sales might not continue the growth that was seen in January.
Hundreds of high school students across the country are wearing white today. They are commemorating Valentine's Day with this particular observance.
This is the day of purity.
Students pledge to remain chaste until marriage.
The day of purity was founded by the Christian Law Firm of Liberty Council. Raina Linda Olson, co-signed her normal work at the law firm to coordinate these activities. She says the day of purity message is an honor to what students here in the schools today.
There's really a culture in the schools today of open sexuality, freedom to experiment, and this is an opportunity to counter that message, and there are thousands of youth across this country who have made the commitment to a counter message, and this is their opportunity to share that message.
She says teams from about 200 schools and 800 youth groups are taking part in the event. A group of Staten Island teens has overwhelmed hundreds of seniors in their area. The group of teens has been going all over the neighborhood, shoveling the